We're learning the laws of Pesach, Simon Tuf Ayin Bet, Dine Hasiba Ve'arba Kosos, this lengthy Simon entitled The Laws of Reclining, as well as the Arba Kosos, the four cups of wine, which of course we're talking about the Seder. So the Mechaber begins by telling us the Heshulchanu Oruch Mibod Yom, that you should have Shulchan Aruch doesn't mean you should eat your festive meal whilst today. Shulchan Aruch means that you should have your table all set Mibod Yom before Pesach begins, before the Seder, while it's still the day. Kedei L'Echol Miyad Kishetech Shach. As soon as it gets dark, that is when one should begin their meal. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Lav Dafka doesn't mean specifically, it has to be immediately once it gets dark. We'll define what the word dark means in a moment. Takavana kedei she'efshu lo lahaskil ha-seder tekef mishetech shach v'lo yishtah. That a person should not have anything which impedes upon them starting their Seder at the very first opportunity. And therefore, as soon as it gets dark, you will not have to delay by doing other tasks in order for you to be able to start your Seder. Then the Mechaber continues and says that there is no exception to this rule. Bi'af im hu beveis ha-medrash yakum. Even if you're learning, so you can maybe justify, well, I'm learning Torah, so I can go to the Seder, you know, 11 o'clock at night, what's the difference? I'm learning, that's also important. Talmud Torah k'neged kulam. No. The nation mitzvah mahir v'lechol. It's a mitzvah to go quick and to eat. Bishvil hatinoko shel yishnu. So that the kids should not fall asleep. Now it's very interesting, the lashon of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says that it's a mitzvah mahir v'lechol, to eat. Well, of course we know that to get to the eating part, there is this little part of the Haggadah called Magid that you have to go through before you get to eat. So some people could perhaps read the words of the Mechaber to tell us the mitzvah maher, to quickly go through the entire Haggadah, v'lechol, to be able to get to the Shulchan Aruch, which a person perhaps could look at and say, that's obviously doesn't make any sense. So the Shar HaTzion discusses this and says that the idea, the Hakavana, the idea of what the Mechaber is trying to tell us has to be Bishvil Hatinokos, in order to consider the children so that they should not fall asleep. The E'efsher Lomar, the Hakavanahu Shikatsu Bahagada, the Atu Hachilahu Haikar. So he says, so the eating is the most important thing, that you should be Makatsu, you should abbreviate and go quickly through the Haggadah, through Magid, which is the theme of the day, in order to be able to get to the meal. It doesn't make any sense. But very interesting, the Shar HaTzion says, the Efsher Lo Lomar B'Kavanas HaMechaber, a possible way to understand what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us, is the Shapri Yeshul Maher. It's actually a good thing to go quickly. Lagia Kedei Lidei Motzi Matzah. For one, to get to the eating part, not necessarily to get to Shulchan Aruch, but to get to the Motzi Matzah part. Kedei Shishal HaTinako, so the kids could ask questions. Lama Ochlin Matzah. Why are we eating matzah? In Kashin Masubin Dafka, why are we reclining while we're eating it? Bamochan Mar, why are we eating these bitter herbs? And as well as the Inyan Hatibo Hacharosas, why are we dipping into this charosas on our kaar, on our Seder plate? And then he says, well, what do you mean? These are questions that are found in the Manash Tan anyway, which is the very beginning of Magid. So you don't have to go quickly through Magid. He says, V'afal gav, tebeseder ha'gada tiknu Manash Tan betchilas ha'gada, which of course, that's the logic of why it's there, so that the kids are awake, so that they'll be able to ask the questions, which is at the very, very beginning of the Haggadah, the beginning of Magid, right after the invitation of Halach Ma'anya, in Bekach Klum. That doesn't necessarily mean that that is the most important aspect for the kids. The Ikar HaShe'ela V'atmiya Shel HaTinuk Hu B'Shah Sheroa HaMasa Be'inav. Very interesting. He says that even though they do ask the questions, those are just words. But for the child to actually experience it by seeing it, that is something in which will have certainly greater impact, and those questions will be more meaningful. And therefore, according to the Shar HaTzion, obviously one would have to assess their own situation, that possibly not to spend so much time delving into all the different commentaries of the Haggadah, and then so the kids will not be awake when it gets to the actual meal, namely when they actually see the matzah, they see the eating of the mar. It's not just words, but actually seeing all the things that they've learned in action and with their own eyes. So then the Mishnah Berurah continues and discusses this and says that when it says it's a mitzvah, maher lechol, to eat quickly, ratzalomer was zareis lasos haseder. The idea behind this is not necessarily, as we mentioned, this novel concept brought down the Shaaretz Tzion, but it means just to do all the preparations before Kedesh Yishnu HaTinoko, so that when you get to the first opportunity, you should be able to start your Seder so the children will be able to be awake for as much of it as possible. They'll be able to ask the questions. The Yashalahem, you'll be able to respond. And by doing so, after all, the word of Haggadah is based on the pasuk of Higarta Lavincha, that there's an obligation to relay this story over to one's children or whoever is present. And therefore, obviously, if you're dealing with people who would not be able to be awake, so we have to try to enhance the Seder for them and to allow them to participate as much as possible. However, that does not mean one could start the Seder too early. The Mechaber concludes by saying, "Of a lo yomar kiddush ad shetech shach." A person cannot begin kiddush until it's dark, and which is defined by the Mishnah Berurah is seitz hakochavim, that only from the time that the stars come out, v'lo ben hashmashos, not during twilight, but rather at a time when you know definitively it is 100% dark, but not before that. So the Mishnah Berurah asks a very obvious question. And the question is that we know that when it comes to, let's say, a Shabbos starting this Friday night, we accept Shabbos earlier. One is allowed to accept Shabbos early. And we can make Kiddush even before Seitz HaKochavim. So what's the whole problem over here? Why do we make Pesach any different? Why can't we just start the Seder early? And after all, if we're so concerned that the kids are going to fall asleep, so start the Seder at a more reasonable hour so that they will be awake. So the Mishnah Berurah says like this, don't think that kivan shem mitzvah maher, since it's a mitzvah to go quick, so to make sure that the Seder starts early, let's start this whole Haggadah, let's start the Seder in the day. Nothing wrong with that. Starting Shabbos early. L'kaddish v'lechol mibod yom. And to have your Friday night meal while it's not really Friday night, it's not a problem. So you would think maybe you would be able to do that here as well. Kamash malon. You're not allowed to, but why not? He says the following reason. L'gamei Pesach eino kein. When it comes to Pesach, it's not so. L'fi she'achilas matzah hukshol l'Pesach. That we compare the eating of the matzah to the Pesach. Shenemar al matzos umari miochluhu. When it talks about the consumption of the Karban Pesach, it says that it should be done together with the matzah, together with the maror. Upesach einun echol el belayla. We know that the Karban Pesach was not to be eaten until it was nighttime. And therefore, since when we already mentioned about the Karban Pesach, it has to be done at a specific time, once it's already Yom Tov, it's already 100% dark, so too, because the pasuk equates and puts together matzah and maror, that also has to be done at the same time. Furthermore, he says, v'kiddush sarach liyos b'shah haril matzah, that the kiddush, which is connected, the beginning of the whole Seder, Kadesh, has to be at a time in which it is befitting for one to actually eat matzah, even though you're not going to necessarily be eating matzah right away, but nonetheless, you have to be able to, when you make the Kiddush, it has to be at a time when it is fit to eat the matzah, which is only after Seitz HaKochavim Od, to kosho Kiddush, hu echad mi arba kosos. Because Kiddush is actually the first of the four cups, it's necessary for one to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of the arba kosos, that it has to be only after Seitz HaKochavim, but not too much longer after that.